The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Ali Velshi, this is the guy. Everybody was watching CNN last night. Ali Velshi was the CNN reporter that was in the middle of that intersection in New Jersey that they just kept going back to and back to and back to and back to. He was the star of the show last night. And just insane. I couldn't believe that he wasn't yelling. He's just so calm standing in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
For hours and hours and hours. I don't know where he is right now. Soaking wet somewhere.
Ali Velshi from CNN. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How you doing?
I'm drier than I was yesterday.
All right, so you're not up to your waist in water out there in Atlantic City right now.
No, in fact, the water's entirely receded. So it's cold. It is still windy, but it's much better. In fact, a quick damage assessment suggests this part of things didn't get off too badly. There's a lot of problems though in New York and 7 million people in Northeast without power. I just got a report in, 55 or 60,000 people in Toronto without power.
Yeah.
It's a big storm.
My girlfriend and I were watching you last night, and you really were you never know who is going to emerge, who's in the position when CNN does something like this, and you were really the guy all day and all night last night. So congratulations.
Yeah, it's a bit of a luck of the draw thing.
It really is.
We never really know. We put people out as many places as we can, and it hits some harder than others.
And my girlfriend and I are watching, because you can see behind you where the street kind of goes up, where there's a part of the street that's not flooded, and she's like, why isn't he standing on the part of the street that's not flooded? And I'm like, if you have the choice to stand on a part of the street that's flooded or not flooded, you choose flooded.
Well, I'll tell you, there's an important part to this. What I don't like is when there's nothing flooded and somebody's picking a puddle to stand in.
Right.
The point here was that I was at a major intersection in an East Coast city. I wasn't looking for the play. Every city that gets flooded has high ground, right? But what we're trying to do is explain to people, this isn't really child's play. This is real stuff. Because people like to go out. They like to not leave their homes. And then there's no power, and then a tree falls or an electrical wire falls. So part of the drama is showing people this is really serious.
At any point during yesterday's broadcast and seeing how severe things progressively got, were you at any point scared at all? And, like, did it ever go through your mind that, man, I might have to get out of here? Our camera crew may have to get out of here?
No, it didn't. And I'll tell you, this is my fifth hurricane, and the only two that ever scared me were Katrina and Gustav, because we were in the Gulf and we were in precarious positions where the water was coming out and there wasn't an escape route.
Right.
In fact, I remember during Gustav, we were there with a former Navy SEAL who was sort of poo-pooing us being scared of things, and he finally said at one point, he gave us the rap sign, said, we're out here. But no, we didn't get to that point last night because we just gotten good at this. We know escape routes. We know where everybody is. We're well equipped with food. You know, we had no power or water last night, so you don't get the best sleep in the world afterwards. But no, we had the situation under control.
Kiss 92.5, the Roz and Mocha Show, on the phone right now with CNN's very own Ali Velshi. He was the dude that was on TV last night that everyone was watching. The guy in Atlantic City at that street corner, up to his waist in water.
A lot of questions that everybody had while they were watching you last night. One, what are you wearing on your feet? It looked like you were wearing regular pants. Why weren't you in rubber head to toe?
I was wearing sort of waterproof, breathable pants, which mean nothing. I'm dressed like I could be on the moon. You get wet during hurricanes. I've never not had every part of my body get wet during a hurricane. I had waterproof boots. I had waterproof socks, which are like socks that have a plastic bag, sewn into them. And I had gaiters. What you were seeing on my feet were gaiters, if you could see my feet, that were reflective to sort of cover the space between your shoes and your pants. It didn't work. I was completely soaked. Probably hip waders would make sense. I truly didn't think I was going to be in that much water.
Talking, now that we're a day, like actually less than 24 hours after everything went down, talking to other reporters and experts there at CNN, what's it looking like right now for New York in terms of cleanup and really safety?
New York's in some trouble at the moment. 7 subway tunnels are flooded. There's a building where the facade came off. You probably saw pictures of that crane on 57th Street, which is still hanging precariously over, on the 80th floor or something of a building. There are 200 homes on fire in a place called Breezy Point. New York, New York University Hospital had to be evacuated.
Yeah.
New York's got some serious problems on its hands. That's where I think most of the attention is going to be today.
And the story of the stock exchange getting flooded was not true, correct?
Absolutely not true.
Right. Okay, cool.
Where did these things happen, right? Somebody spreads a rumor. The stock exchange has cameras on it, so anybody could have actually seen that it wasn't happening, but
right.
that's the heat of news.
Yeah. Okay, bro. Hey, listen, thank you so much. You were the guy yesterday, man. You were the guy that every single person in the world was so fascinated with, and like you said, you never know when you're going to be that guy, but you were just amazing yesterday. Thank you so much.
Good on your producer for emailing me. Most people would have thought, I'm not going to email this guy in the middle of this hurricane while he's emailing me. So I took my BlackBerry out, which was covered in a plastic bag, and was sending him sort of indecipherable messages to say, sure, call me later.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Ali Velshi, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
See you later.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.